peace, and much love. Know this.
The definitions. Graffiti art.
Commonly called aerosol art, life art, pieces, burners, and urban murals. Other forms of this art include bombing and tagging. Its practitioners are known as writers. Graffiti, writing or drawing that is scribbled, scratched, or sprayed on a surface.
DJing.
Commonly refers to the actions of a disc jockey. Hip-hop's disc jockey doesn't play vinyl records, tapes, and compact discs. He or she artistically interacts with the performance of the recorded song by cutting, mixing, and scratching the song in all of its recorded formats. Its practitioners are known as DJs, grandmasters, mixologists, mixmasters, jam masters, and funk masters. Disc jockey, presenter of recorded pop music.
Breaking.
Commonly called break dancing, it includes up rocking, pop locking, jailhouse boxing, double dutch, electric boogie, and capoeira martial arts. Its practitioners are called b-boys, b-girls, and breakers. It is also commonly referred to as freestyle street dancing. Break dancing, acrobatic style of street dancing.
MCing.
Commonly referred to as rapping or rap. The MC is a mass controller who directs and moves the crowd by rhythmically rhyming in spoken word. The word MC comes from the abbreviated form of Masters of Ceremonies, MC. In its traditional sense, the verb MC meant to host an event. Early hip-hop transformed the traditional character of the MC to include crowd participation routines. Its practitioners are known as MCs, or rappers.
Beatboxing.
Commonly refers to the act of creating rhythmic sounds with various parts of the body, particularly the throat, mouth, and hands. Earlier versions of this expression included hand bone or ham bone. Today, it is the act of imitating early electronic drum. These drum machines were some of the original beatboxes, and imitating them was called beatboxing. Its practitioners are known as human beatboxes or human orchestras.
Street fashion.
Commonly refers to the clothing trends of the inner city. Street fashion deals with all trends and styles of hip-hop culture, what's in and what's out, regardless of expression. Its practitioners are known as hip-hoppers.
Street language.
Commonly referred to as Black English, urban slang, and ebonics. It is hip-hop's linguistic codes, the verbal communication of the streets. Its practitioners are known as hip-hoppers.
Street knowledge.
Commonly refers to the basic common sense and accumulated wisdom of inner-city families. It consists of techniques used to survive and the ability to reason soundly when all mainstream ideas have failed. Its practitioners are known as brother, sister, god, goddess, mother, father, teacher, queen, princess, lord, prince, and divine. Streetwise, knowing how to survive modern urban life.
Street entrepreneurialism.
Commonly referred to as having game, the natural salesman, the smooth diplomat who creates business opportunity. It is the readiness to engage in the creation of business ventures that bring about grassroots business practices. Its practitioners are known as hustlers, players, and playettes. Entrepreneur, person who undertakes a commercial venture. These are the standard guidelines, the foundation of hip-hop's definitions. But it must be underscored that hip-hop is a continually growing entity, so this list is bound to grow with it. Still, for now, these represent the standards. Saying, I am hip-hop, literally means I am my own strategy for self-improvement. Likewise, hip-hop must view itself as its own strategy towards survival, stability, and continued growth. This objective is achieved when we pledge allegiance to hip-hop culture and take responsibility for how hip-hop looks and acts in society. As we think, so hip-hop is.